In 40 years of my career, I worked in Colombia, I worked in Egypt, and in Africa, and three of those companies that I've been involved in are started, have a value over $500 million. And I can tell you that Trillion with SASB and the assets that we have and potential, this project is better than those three.
The Financial Survival Network. Now more than ever. The Financial Survival Network.
Welcome. You are watching and listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Well, we've been following this company, Trillion Energy, and you can find them on the NASDAQ pink sheets, TCFF, and on the CSE, it's TCF. And I told you before, and I haven't changed my opinion, this company is a screaming bargain, even at its currently higher price of around 35 cents US, 34 cents. It's fluctuating, but that's what the market will do. And there's a lot of reasons why that is so. When we last spoke with CEO Arthur Halloran, Art was working on financing. It's been a major breakthrough on the financing, and the financing really is the key that will unlock the value in this company. Once the financing's in place, then it's off to the races. We start drilling, spudding wells. Cash flow is almost certain to follow. Art, it's great to have you back on. So I know you have been working nonstop to get this financing through. What's the status presently?
So the good news is that we have got the financing. We've got an LOI, but we're in the final parts of signing off on it. And I'm told that we will get the first component by about the second week of May and the rest of it 30 days from that. And like you say, we've worked hard to get this financial instrument to have a minimal dilution in it. And a component is $4.5 million royalty. Of course, there's no dilution with that. And then we have $3.5 million with set at a price, and the rest is just basically a loan. So the whole components together give a very good value and a minimal dilution to the investors.
Yeah, and the total package, I understand, is $17.5 million, and dilution... You might not be familiar with that concept, but if you're in the resource sector and you invest in it regularly, you will become a very reluctant pupil on the damages that over dilution can do to a company. So the fact that, Art, you have pulled this off kind of against all odds is really an accomplishment.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, dilution always affects the shareholders who have already gone into it. And so you have a certain float. And if I can get all the money except for 3.5 with for no issuing of shares, that is a good deal.
Absolutely. And you also are a substantial holder of shares in the company. One of the things that most impressed me about you and made me want to work with the company is the fact that you don't even take your salary in cash, and your salary is like way below market value, what you could get if you were hiring yourself out.
Yeah, that's correct. So for the last 4 years, I have taken quite a low wage because I didn't want to have a huge impact in the future with the rolling into shares. But at the same time, I have rolled all my, predominantly all my wages and expenses and invoices that I have paid into shares. And so I'll make the same payday as everybody else. So I haven't been drawing big wages for the last 4 years. And so it doesn't really matter what happens with the shares. My last 4 years of my life are in paper, in the company, as any other shareholder. The one thing I also want to say about the $17.5 million, if we actually have a clause in it that all money must go to the development of SASB, if anything is going to be used for, say, G&A or anything else, it must get signed off by the lender. And that's a very valuable thing, because too many times in my career, I have seen companies secure the financing and then they go off and do trips and all that kind of stuff with promotional and actually expend a large percentage of it. For us, that's not going to happen. All the money is going to go into the SCSB.
Yeah, that's remarkable. So you really, your interests are totally conjoined with those of the outside shareholders, which is always great to see. That's one of the main things we always look at when we're going to invest in a resource company, is management's interest conjoined or concurrent with the shareholders. And certainly that's the case. Let's talk a little bit about the SASB field. Just tell us why you're so optimistic. Now, my understanding is, you know, it was a past producing field using old, you know, many generations ago technology, kind of ran its course. But now with new technology and new seismology, new targets have been identified, and the ability to drill them economically has greatly increased. Do I have that right?
So now answering your question about SASB. Yep. So we had four fields that were discovered and produced, and they have run their life. So it's from birth to death. There's another four fields that were discovered at the time, but never produced. And so we have four platforms. We have the subsea gathering facilities. We have the onshore facilities. So we have all that infrastructure in place. And so we're just going to drill off the existing platforms and put those four existing discovered but non-produced fields on production. And that is what we're going to be doing with $17.5 million. Plus, there will be some recompletions of the existing wells. And that will make Trillion like a different animal. We'll be generating a lot of revenue, because besides those four, we also have seven very low-risk development locations, which we will then continue to drill in the future. And then on top of that, we have a series of exploration prospects that, like you said, once we have tons of data, very good data, but it was evaluated with old techniques. Things since 2007 have advanced. We're going to relook at that data, the geophysics and so on. And what we're going to basically do for the exploration plays is just get rid of the gray material. In other words, be more definitive on our selection of targets.
Right. So this could be way, way bigger than just the field that you're currently developing. It could be a project of major scale, way beyond what we're talking about here.
That's right. So, and I'm just talking right now about what is on the block that we actually have defined as a development block. Off that block, we also have data. And these fields, the existing type fields that we have, continue. I've seen them now in the seismic. And nobody can compete with us because we have the infrastructure and so on. So we have similar type fields, but we also have indications of larger, different type. And these will be exploration, but there'll be a lot of heavier hitters. So they'll have potentially hundreds of BCF or half a TCF per target.
And that's considered a major find, isn't it?
That would be a major find, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so after everything is said and done, let's say we're a year down the road, everything goes according to plan, where will we be in terms of cash flow? And obviously you can't tell what the stock's going to do, but obviously if there's significant cash flow, the stock is going to follow.
Yes. So just for the $17.5 million program, we should be upwards of, and it varies because these wells that they actually have tested and have data for tested 7 million cubic feet. So they're very good wells. And like I've said before in other talks, that we can't put them on right away at 7 million, but we expect to be getting, like I said, between $2 to $4 million a month cash flow for that $17.5 million. And then we will just keep continuing with that with the other prospects. And then just from what we have identified for this phase and potentially part of the next phase, that will be a solid $1.25, $1.50 for the shares, right?
So the place to go, the company's website is Trillion, T-R-I-L-L-I-O-N, energy.com. The ticker symbols on the OTC Pinks, TCFF, on the Canadian CSE Exchange, TCF. Art, we're expecting big things from you. Can't wait to follow up with you in another month or two and see what's happened then.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. And questions or comments for Art, just send them to my personal email box, kl@kerrylutz.com. Art, we'll be talking to you soon. Thanks so much.
Okay, bye.
The Financial Survival Network.